You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you were born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you today. I'm Julia Griffin, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Welcome to the show. I'm thrilled to have Cynthia Siegel. She's also an intuitive. And we're going to be talking about the power of a higher vibration. As all intuitives know, and many of you who are awakening know, a higher vibration lifts you above many of the difficulties of life. Tapping into a higher vibration brings health, happiness, peace, and a positive connection with the universe. We can't stay there all the time yet, but Cynthia and I have a lot of techniques and a lot of information to help you stay there a whole lot more of the time. So let me tell you about Cynthia, and then we'll get started. So Cynthia Siegel's client success rate comes from taking the long view. She begins by telling you that you've lived thousands of lifetimes over millions of years. And when you get this perspective on your life, things start to fall into place. Want to know why you're living a repeating pattern? Why you can't find real love? Or why financial freedom eludes you? You can clean up your past lives. Through an amazing process, she leads you into the past, where you get to re-experience what happened, release the dark energy, forgive yourself and everyone else, and fill yourself up with love and light. Cynthia is a world-renowned top-rank oracle, psychic, and healer. Her clients rely on her to answer their questions about health, wealth, and personal affairs. She communicates with our dearly departed and mentors clients so they can develop their own skills. Cynthia's clients span 28 countries and are loyal to her brand of honesty, integrity, and never-ending uplifting humor and laughter. On that note, Cynthia's fun, or have a lot of fun with this somewhat serious subject. She guides her clients through private sessions, lectures, seminars, workshops, YouTube, and telesummits. She's been featured in 2 movies and contributed to multiple books. You can find her at www.cynthiasegal.com. Welcome, Cynthia. I'm so excited about talking to you today.
Hi, I'm so excited about being with you once again. It's always a good time.
It is always fun. So I want to begin about how do we get ourselves into higher vibrations. Now, when I'm having a bad day, I say, well, at least I'm alive. It's a wonderful thing to be alive. Right. And that usually starts me going in a different direction. What is it that you do on those dark days?
I start the same as you do. I count my blessings. When everything is going wrong, Sorry, with my phone here, I apologize. When everything seems to be going wrong and nothing seems to be going my way, I start very simple. I'll look at the closest thing around me and I'll say, oh, I'm so grateful that I have a roof over my head, or I'm so grateful that I have clean sheets to sleep on in the bed. I find that the simpler I start, the easier it is to branch out and then embrace the whole world and the way everything is going.
I agree. And sometimes I'll say, well, my dog still loves me, so that's a good thing. And so these little tiny things that we're not aware of on our day, on a daily level, that we take for granted that they're working. For example, you know, we're talking right now. That's pretty cool. You know, this didn't even exist 100 years ago.
Exactly.
So there are really always 1,000 things that are going right, if we can remember that. And the minute that we put our consciousness on that, the more that things start to change. So when the world feels heavy, you know, we could certainly say it's not exactly light right now. What kind of technique do you use for that?
When the world feels heavy, my go-to is colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you understand as, well, you know this, as we get higher in vibration, we're obviously going to feel more of what's happening globally. And colloidal silver disconnects spiritual drains. So you have like the general populace looking for some guidance, and their higher self, if you want to call it that, is going to be looking for the highest point to attach to. And so sometimes the drains, even pains in our bodies, are not ours. It's coming from somewhere else. So the first thing I would do is start with colloidal silver just to see who is me and who is not.
Okay, and you just raised such an important point, two really amazing points. The first one is that as you move into a higher vibration, you become more intuitive, and you're more attractive to lower forces because there's you have more energy for them to attach to. And this is where I think it's really important that if you're having trouble in your life, you should go see an intuitive and at least find out what your drains are and how to deal with it.
The drains, absolutely, and the pains, because I can't tell you the number of clients that come to me with mysterious pains in their body that the doctor can't find anything wrong, and it's not them. So before you go through doctor's appointments and, God forbid, surgeries, just call us, either myself or Julia. We can have a look at you and say, it's not you.
Yeah, and this is something that intuitives don't discuss a lot, at least not on radio shows. Most of the time when people are ill or have physical pain, there's attachment from another person. And so that can be taken off really quickly. You don't have to suffer.
Exactly. I had a client call me at 2 in the morning just a few days ago saying that he thought he was having a heart attack and his left arm was going numb. And I said, okay, let's do some silver. He said, well, should I go to the emergency room? I don't. And I said, okay, let's do some silver and see what happens. He says, silver, but I'm my heart. I said, okay, let's do some silver and see what happens. So he did 3 drops of colloidal silver and it went away. It all went away.
Right. So, but it's not just that. It's also you helping him to shift his vibration while that was happening because you were on a higher vibration. And I was thinking about before we started the show, you know, people are like, well, what can we do about the world? It's almost as if we are all being asked right now to choose higher vibrations or lower vibrations.
That's the way I feel also.
Yeah,
because
when you're in a higher vibration, you're aligned spiritually. And so you feel more peace, you have more health because illness is a lower vibration. You have more success and more abundance. And you also have more energy to work through these past life things that you might not be aware of otherwise.
Call an intuitive because while he was going through a lot of stress and, you know, serious stress, I'm able to bring calmness to it, number one, so we can get to what the core issue is. So it's always helpful to reach out to somebody that carries a higher vibration.
Yes, because if you temporarily don't feel it, in just those few seconds or those few minutes, you've taught the person how not to feel it.
Exactly.
But that doesn't happen unless you have that break from it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to say very quickly that things work quite a bit differently energetically than what most people think. Now, one thing that I think that you have that is so cool is your joy vibration. So could you share a few tips on feeling happy? Because I always feel really happy when I talk to you, and it's one of the things I love about you.
All right. That comes from my not having a dark core. So a dark core is the collective conscious of all the past lives and the past lives that have gone wrong, that have been horrible, the ones we've been hung in or destroyed planets or been destroyed or eaten or ate something and died. So that creates like a memory that stays with you. And a lot of times, you know, you've been in arguments, I'm sure, with somebody who seems to be overreacting. They're kind of expressing more than the situation calls for. And that is because they've activated a past life experience and they're coming from that. So that was why I developed that process to release all that. And then the only thing that's left to come through is joy, because it doesn't matter how
they
note, there's nothing inside of me that's going to get activated to respond.
Right. So you've erased your past, your negative past life filter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which then allows you to see the positive past lives, and that's quite a journey also.
Definitely.
It just gets better and better.
It becomes more complex, but it does become more like a wonderful movie than being stuck in the same scene over and over and over again.
Exactly. And then you also, once you release your dark core, you're in such a peaceful place all the time that when you do get activated, you know, something, I don't know, like a bill you forgot to pay or something, or your daughter has to go to the hospital, you come from a strength of power, a place of power, so that you can handle it in a much calmer way rather than not being aware that you were calling in four previous past lives, your daughter died in the hospital or whatever like that.
Right. And so when we clear the past lives, we can't have the reactions, the heavy-duty reactions that we've had before.
Exactly.
And that's something, again, that everyone is going through. And a lot of us have soul contracts with other people, and it's why our relationships feel so heavy. And I often say, just ask the universe if you can erase 10% of that soul contract. Because just that can give you some breathing room.
Yes. I love speaking with you. I love how we meander into so many great points that people can take to heart and hopefully enrich their lives.
And that are rarely discussed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because all the things that we're talking about for you who are all awakened or awakening, this is where you are. So when the world feels heavy, you can say, gosh, you know, I could make an appointment once a month or every other month to get some of these things cleared and to feel differently. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to think about what's wonderful. Like right now when we're talking, it was a dark day, but sun is just streaming in through all the windows, and it's so, so beautiful. And I just think, you know, what a gift it is to have a moment when I can feel the light and it feels that good.
Yes. Isn't it beautiful?
Of simply going to a higher vibration. So we've been talking about higher vibrations with Cynthia Siegel, and how they can change your perception of life, and more importantly, life itself. If you're on the spiritual side, higher vibrations, finding them, keeping them, staying aligned, is one of the challenges of this time. So when we come back, we'll look at some more information on how you can nurture higher vibrations in your life and make some big changes, including not feeling heavy collective consciousness. So let's go to break now.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com. And you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and new state of mind. We're talking with Cynthia Siegel about the most marvelous changes that you can create in your life by finding a higher vibration. Welcome, Cynthia. I'm so glad to have you.
Hello, Julia.
Hey, again. Okay, I was going to say, because I think maybe we need to describe this. My life feels so different to me when I'm in a place of higher vibrations. I notice the beauty, I notice the sun or the rain, and they feel good. Sometimes even just breathing is wonderful. And life also responds to me in a slightly different way. How does life seem to you when you feel those higher vibes? Of course, you and I are on higher vibes right now, so.
I think because you and I tend to stay higher more over the time, it's more dramatic when we're not high. You really notice things are not going your way and everything seems to fall apart.
I know. My mouse won't work with my computer, and sometimes my phone won't dial. I'm like, oh, darn it, I'm in a lower vibration.
I went to make a soup, and the beautiful thing about being in a higher vibration is that your higher self will repel things that are not good for you. So I opened the can, and before I even had it open, it was spilling all over. It made such a mess. And I'm like, what is going on? Oh, I can't have this soup. It has cream in it. So being in a higher vibration has so many benefits.
It really does. Everything seems to get into a flow, and you think, there's usually, for me, when I'm in a higher vibration, I'm never on hold. People are happy to help me. They answer my questions quickly. And it's an it's almost an accelerated version of life without the frustrations.
I always advise my clients that when things start going not their way, just to stop whatever they're doing and find a quiet place, even if it's the bathroom, and just breathe and bring yourself back to your center and remember how amazing life is.
That's true. Or you can always go into your heart center, because you can't feel anything other than peace and calm and gentle excitement in your heart center. So mm-hmm. I said, I also draw a big circle on the center of your chest and go there.
Mm, that's lovely. I also have a meditation on my website that will bring you to a higher vibration. So usually what you find is my clients in the bathroom reciting the meditation.
Good. And where can they find that meditation on your website?
It's right on the homepage. The website is CynthiaSiegel.com or GirlPower.online.
Okay.
You just put in your email and it's sent to you, or you can listen to it live from the website.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said something that I was getting ready to move into, which is that you sort of, when you're in one of those days when your vibrations are low, and I usually read a book or go sit outside or something because I'm not interacting with life anymore. And I know the second my body calms down that my mind will become calm and then I can change things. But the way the energy is right now, we really have to work on getting back into higher vibration several times a day. And if you keep doing that, it's going to become a habit. So how do you advise people to create this practice or do it on a regular basis? You know, people will say, oh, I felt great at the end of your class. You know, this is all I need. I feel wonderful. And I'm thinking, well, it's not going to last unless you work on it.
I'm laughing because I get that a lot. Third day after someone's attended a class, they're like, how do I get back there?
Mm-hmm.
So it's critical to know that you are the only one that can raise your vibration. So Julia or I can hold you in a higher vibration, but then once we're not there, you need to figure out how to hold it yourself. And one of the simplest ways I find to raise your vibration is just by repeating, I love me, 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 I love me. And that takes you right out of the world and, as you mentioned, into your heart space and raises your vibration. The I have a testing system where you can actually, it's bioenergetics, where you can actually number where your energy vibration is. And I've seen people go from a 0 to 100 in just by saying I love me for less than a minute.
Right. And I think when the world is heavy, I say, universe, please delete and uncreate my connection with mass consciousness and connect me to my higher self. Because when you're mm-hmm. in your higher self, you can't feel any of that. And sometimes we do feel the world. I know for me, you know, because I had a, like as you did, we both had very exciting awakenings. And I was like, this is wonderful. This is just going to stay with me for the rest of my life. And then I said, no, I'm going to have to figure out how to get back there or get there again. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be something that I have to do a lot.
Mm-hmm. And
so
let me
know that.
Sorry. You bring up a great point that when someone has an experience like that, an awakening or a great meditation or then they say, oh, I want to get back there. But you can't ever get back there. You can only move forward on better experiences. So you actually don't want to go to the same experience again. You want to build on that, and that's how it stays with you longer.
Yeah, you definitely want to go back to the heart of the universe and that place mm-hmm. of light and love again and again, but you cannot expect the visits to even be the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, really, they're different every time.
And they get more yummy.
Yes, they get better and better. And they teach you to attune more and more.
Exactly. It becomes almost like an addiction to love. It's beautiful.
It is. And it is amazing how if you do this work long enough, you can find that state more and more quickly. It doesn't mean that there are not times for all of us that are difficult and it's more work. But that connection begins to come to you. You're no longer searching for it. It's like the second you think about it, it comes to you. And that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know we both have so many tips and tricks to help people. And so I invite your audience to call myself or to call you and get an armful of them so that you have a toolbox that your ego can't shut the door on. a lot of times what happens when you're feeling down is that you just tend to go down and down and down unless you put in place some triggers to stop you, to bring some awareness to that process. And I think that's where Julia and I shine, is giving you those little triggers that'll, like your private cheerleading staff.
Right, because the things that we're saying are so important, but both of us take techniques and we style them just for you, for the place
exactly.
of where your consciousness is. And then it's individualized. All that we can give on a radio show is obviously general tips.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at your energy field, we can see how you specifically need to align with an energy and what way, and whatever way your being is most likely to accept it and embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a really
also,
big difference.
It does. And also what your particular issue is right now. So I had a client call and ask for the next quarter, what should he do to expand his business? And so I said, well, what is it you're really asking? And he said, well, he's wondering how many staff to hire. And then another client called with the same question. I said, what is it you're really asking? And she said, well, do I need to take a bank loan or can I continue? So even though they thought they were in the same place, the way to address the issue is quite different.
Completely different.
And that's what's so beautiful about a personal session with us.
And it is. And the other thing people need to know, for those of you who are awakening and know that you're awakened, when you make these shifts into a higher vibration and you hold it, you're literally raising the vibration of everything around you and the people in your life. So it's never selfish to
Indeed.
Do this. You know, if your
Indeed.
Soul and your heart leads you to create something bigger and better in your life, well, way to go. You're on the right path.
Right. And with the little testing system that I have, you test a person's ego. So if their ego is at a 0 or a 1 or 2, they're not happy with themselves and they're going to be more argumentative and less helpful to you. So what I usually do when someone has a low ego is I'll start with a joke so that their ego loosens up a little bit. And then once they come up to a higher vibration, you can get a lot more done. So, for example, if you go to your boss to ask for a raise and you see that your boss's ego is a 0, you either want to choose another day to ask or see if you can't compliment them and bring some jokes into it till their ego comes up to a place where you could actually have a conversation with them.
We have to go to break in just a second, but you made such an important point. For people who are lost in their ego, they do not feel good about themselves. And so when you notice what's really, truly good about them on a soul level, they often change their behavior drastically. So we can come back and talk about this more. Cynthia Siegel and I have been talking about finding a higher vibration, how important it is, how it's one of the challenges at this time and one of the coolest things that the universe has to offer. You can find Cynthia at cynthiasiegel.com, and I'm at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, if you want to know more. And when we come back, we'll talk about some more universal secrets. So stay with us. Let's go to break now.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement. from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and new state of mind. Cynthia Siegel is my guest, and we're talking about the power of higher vibes. So here we go. And when we were at the break, we were talking about how we all have to deal with people some of the time who are stuck in their ego or stuck in past lives. And we were saying that if you can compliment who they really are, and you can find the right time to talk to them, and there are many different methods of that, then you're going to have more success. So, Cynthia, do you want to add to that?
I did. I wanted to talk about the time that I was driving, and I went through a stop sign, and after I went through it, kind of in the back of my mind was, oh, did we just go through stop sign? And there was a policeman there, and he pulled me over, and the first thing I did was check his ego, and his ego was an 8. So anything, the egos go from usually 0 to 10, and at the 10 is the happy end of it. So I knew it was going to be a great exchange, whereas if he had gotten out of the car and his ego was a 1 or 2, I would have handled the situation totally different. So knowing where the other person is at is such an asset to accomplishing what you need.
So that's something that we can think about is, you know, because this really does help in life if you can stay calm and you can stay peaceful. When you're dealing with someone else who's upset or stuck in their ego, just making that decision keeps you on a higher vibrational level. Because obviously, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, and it's not personal. They're not getting mad at you because they're mad at you. They're getting mad at you because you just happen to be there while they're mad at themselves.
Right. Or they've encountered some kind of frustration in life.
Exactly.
And so that gives you a lot of freedom just to know that. One of the things that I found, and I know you've had the same experience because I feel it, and that is that life really opens up when you're in a higher vibration. And it opens up for clients as well. It makes us more creative. And I know you're a creative person, so tell me a little bit about the creative end of it.
For me, the creativity expresses by helping people find their true path, their true self, their one true self. As an oracle... So let me just backtrack for a second. A psychic, if you go to a psychic, will tell you what's going to happen, say, in the next year or whatever. An oracle, which I am, sees all future possibilities for you and will help guide you on the best path. So because Julie and I maintain such a higher vibration, we're actually viewing your life from a different perspective. And once you are able to receive that different perspective, it actually lifts you out because now you see things from a different point of view.
And there's a lot more energy in that. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a true self that we're talking about. When you're aligned with your true self, life goes well. When you're out of alignment, and that just may be because you're experiencing a soul contract or karma or aspects of people who are in your life that you haven't figured out what to do with, or places in your career where you don't mean to, you know, where you need to go forward, but you don't know how. Those are common things. Nothing is the matter with those things. But when you get back into your true self, like a doorway right in front of you opens and you can at least take a few steps. And when you're aligned with your true self, it's just the whole universe is more creative and I think more flexible. Have you had that experience?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, this is where everyone is sort of stuck right now. They've been listening to things on the news about politics and health and economy. So what does that do if it's negative information? It lowers your vibration. What happens if you can get up in a higher vibration? It's going to change. So could you address that, Cynthia? I know you have a lot of interesting ideas.
First of all, you don't want to move forward from a lower vibration.
No, that's when the can explodes.
Exactly. And as I mentioned, we both mentioned before, find whatever your tip or trick is and raise your vibration so that you can address the issue. If you can't raise your vibration, leave it for another day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can raise your vibration, then go forward.
Right. And so something that, anything else? I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. One thing that I was thinking about is, you know, let's take just a second and imagine living around a lot of people who are living in higher vibrations. How amazing that would feel. Happier people, things happening magically, money flowing in, being surrounded by people who love you and get you.
Mm-hmm.
Not being bothered by all that static from the outer world. So that's just one more good reason. And the reason that we're imagining it right now is because just in that act, it quiets things down around us. So that feels really nice.
Indeed.
So what's your favorite fun thing to do when you're in a place of higher vibrations?
Help others.
Mm-hmm. And for yourself.
To help others.
Well, they don't know, but I'll tell them. If you're connected to the universe in higher vibrations and you're helping someone else and they really get it, you both get a huge blast of light and love.
That's
why she loves it so much.
It's true. It's funny. Someone said to me, when do you think you might retire? And I'm like, I guess the same time I would stop breathing oxygen.
That's what I always say. I never want to stop doing this.
And so that's because,
go ahead.
Sorry, the higher vibrations bring so much love into your life. It's such a great feeling that you just want to keep doing that.
And I see it this way, you know, let's just say that my soul looks like the sunset or it looks like water. So if it looks like water, it'd be all kinds of different beautiful blue and aqua shades. But someone else will have a different color, maybe the most exquisite shades of violet that you've ever seen. And I get to see that because I'm working with them. And then when there's a solution, both of us get the benefit of some of that energy. And when it comes in, all those colors become exquisite and like twice as vivid. So this is why we never want to give it up. Because it is just the most amazing experience you can ever imagine.
It's true.
And over
and
time,
also,
some of these people get to do this themselves.
Which is what you and I are all about.
Right.
Empowering you to do it yourself. I used to, I have a video actually up on my YouTube station, and it says, don't be jealous of me being happy all the time. Be happy and join me.
Yes, definitely. It's like I say all the time, you know, I mean, as you're going out in the world, if you see a person who doesn't have enough, dress them in your mind and give them more. See everybody succeeding. You won't have anyone to play with if you don't do this.
It's true. It's true. And one of the things that I suggest people do is make up what I call my happy list. And this is a list of things that makes you happy, not dependent on other people, and not based in reality.
Oh, great idea. Tell us more about that. That sounds wonderful.
The second thing on my list is owning a pyramid. Now, right now, I don't have room in my backyard for a pyramid, and I actually don't know if any are for sale, but when I say I own a pyramid, it just elevates how I feel about myself. Mm-hmm. So you're looking for things that make you happy, that elevate you. The first one on my list is eating a banana split. I can't even say without my mouth watering. So you want to have a list of things as long as you can go. I'm always adding to mine so that when you can't bring yourself out, this is, as I was talking about previously, this is one of your triggers. You can just go to this book that's full of things that make you happy and you'll remember that you're actually a happy person.
Yeah, I love to walk with the dog, and I love to garden, so sometimes I'll just go outside and dig for a while, and I know after 30 or 40 minutes, all I'll hear anymore is nature. That's all I feel, mm-hmm. and it puts me in such a wonderful state.
It's very powerful to connect to Mother Earth.
It is. But it's good to know, because we need to tell them this. Some of the time, some of the things on your list will work, and other times they won't. Like,
yes.
I love long baths, but sometimes they don't work. Sometimes a shower works. I love herbal tea, but sometimes I'll go have a Coca-Cola and I'll feel like, oh, I'm so happy. I don't do that often, but it works. You know, so it's interesting what works and what doesn't at different times. So you can't think that what puts you in a higher vibration when you're listening now is going to work next week. The universe is very creative. And it really doesn't like for us to get into routines, maybe other than exercise and meditation. Mm-hmm. So you have to switch it out all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's important because the circumstances around you change. So you can't expect the same tool to work.
Oh, great point. So you're saying that when the vibrations of everything around you changes, that's why we have to find a different thing to raise our vibrations.
Exactly.
Oh, great point. Okay, it's time for us to take a break again. So Cynthia Siegel and I have been having this very light and very deep conversation simultaneously about the importance of higher vibrations in the new age. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back. I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com. And I am with Cynthia Siegel, and we're talking about higher vibrations, how getting into higher vibrations is one of the secrets of life and the secrets of the new age. Before we went to break, we were talking about how raising yourself into higher vibrations, the techniques that you use, changes with your circumstances. And Cynthia made such an important and brilliant thought, so I'm going to let you say it again, Cynthia.
I forgot. That's what happens when I channel.
Okay. All right. I'll say what I was saying is that you said, let's make a long list of all the things that raise your vibration. I think you liked banana splits and I liked gardening.
Oh, that, right. That make you happy. Exactly.
That make you happy and put you in a higher vibration. And then I said, it's interesting. You want a really long list because what raises your vibration and makes you happy changes.
Yeah.
And you said, well, of course it changes. That's when you made your marvelous point. You said, because the circumstances a week from now and the way life feels a week from now is way different from how it feels right now.
That is a good point.
Yes. So from there, we were saying that the universe doesn't like for us to use the same things over and over again. You know, I can very vaguely say it does want you to meditate and exercise every day because your body and your spirit need those things, but the universe seems to not like repetition a whole lot. And so it changes the energy all the time, and we have to change how we access higher vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't think that if for today, going for a walk for me, for instance, puts me in a great mood, that it's going to work tomorrow. And I think that's another part of the new age, is that we have to be flexible with all the different energies. Have you had that experience?
Yes, and that's why it's important to have a long list of things that you can fall back on. Because obviously, taking the dog for a walk can't work in a snowstorm.
Right.
we're always having to
make adaptations. Yeah.
One of the fun things about being an oracle is that I channel a lot of the information, and so I don't actually hear it. I don't recall it.
Mm-hmm. I have those
good
experiences.
It allows me to offer 100% confidentiality to my clients.
No joke.
Won't remember in the next minute.
I have both. Sometimes I have perfect recall, and sometimes I can't remember at all. So that's always interesting, too. One of the biggest secrets, and I think we need to tell them this again, is that you're going to get a whole different response from the universe when you move into higher vibrations. If you really want to get down deeply into spiritual work, this is what you came here to do. So you tell them some more about that and some happy tips with that, because you're so wonderful about that.
So where you are right now, and you can look around at everything that you have and that you've done, is what your vibration is bringing to you. And as you raise your vibration, then the universe will be able to bring you different opportunities. So I have one tool that I tell clients is to always say yes. even if you have to say, yes, I can't do that. So that you're expressing to the universe in positive tones and you keep moving upward. So mm-hmm. saying yes is so powerful because you never know where it's going to go.
Right. So let's just imagine now everyone is getting an opportunity and they're saying yes. We can just see that yes in huge big letters. That yes is responding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, I know you do visualization as well. What are you visualizing for the world right now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this happens to be a very interesting week on planet Earth.
I would say.
What I'm visualizing is that people discover vitamin C is the path to healthier life. And also, this is where the testing that I do becomes so critical, because you are able to test what is best for your body to heal. And if you can't test for yourself what your body is going to need, you're stuck listening to someone else's suggestions who doesn't do testing. So they're just, I don't know, going from experience or what they read in a book or something and giving you kind of a blanket answer. And that's why at this point, it's really critical. I've actually just created a special testing program for people that are interested in being able to test their environment, especially now, because you need to know, can you go to school? Can you go to work? Can you send your child to school? Can you go to that store, or should you be going to another store? So the testing bioenergetically creates what is the environment going to be like against my body. It's very personalized. And that brings such confidence on, well, you know, it tests okay for me to go there, so I don't have to worry about anything happening. And it tests not okay for me to go somewhere else, so I'm not even going to think about it. I'm not doing it. It lifts you from that state of endless worry.
Right. And let's remind them of what we said. When it pulls you down out of your higher self, things don't feel right and they don't go well. So turn around, go home, uh-huh. and do something else.
Exactly.
Don't risk it. The circumstances are showing you you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Uh-huh. Like the can of soup that's spilled.
Right, exactly. So, you know, or me spending 30 minutes on hold when no one ever puts me on hold. So there you go.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
If I'm on hold for more than 10 minutes, I just call back. It wasn't
That's
meant
probably a
for
great
me to
idea.
Work with that person. Yeah.
Okay.
Life is too sweet to be spending it on hold.
I know, you're right. So anyway, we've given all of you a ton of things that you can do to raise your vibration. And if you want to find Cynthia Siegel, who's wonderful, she's at cynthiasiegel.com. She offers readings and classes and many things that can help. So I want to thank you, Cynthia, for being with us. I appreciate it so much.
It's so fun to be with you and your audience.
It has been so delightful. So here is our tip of the week. Every few hours, ask yourself, what do I have to feel happy about? Hey, you're alive. Start with that. And I'm moving into higher vibrations. Go to your notebook. Choose something that lifts you up. You'll be amazed at the change you'll experience in just 1 or 2 weeks if you work with this exercise. You can find me at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter on my website and receive many tips about energetic weather and meditation, tuning into the new energies. So thank all of you for tuning into the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Please join me on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month at 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Next time we're going to talk about how the Earth speaks and what she's saying. So have a great week, and I'll see you back in a couple weeks. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the Jewel of Consciousness has always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.